And welcome to the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne with the Viking Voice, and this is Lions High Viking Football. Tonight, the Vikings welcome the Wildcats of Camden County to Martin Stadium. This is a rivalry in which Lions has not fared well. The overall record is 7-10 versus Camden, including 2015's loss of 38-19. However, the two biggest wins for Lions over Camden County were the 2004 30-0 win and the 2007 10-0 win, both coming in the Georgia Dome en route to state championships for the Vikings. Camden County is 2-5 on the season, a very uncharacteristic record for Camden. The Wildcats are rebuilding, having graduated the majority of their starters from a year ago. But don't let the record fool you. Camden is still a good football team, and there is nothing they would like to do more than beat the Vikings on their own field. Offensively, the Wildcats run the wing T, an offense that features the run, but the pass is not obsolete. The design of the wing T is to run and control the clock, and once they have the defense cheating up to cover the run is when they go over the top, and pass plays are usually big plays. Defensively, they line up in a 3-3 stack. While they don't have a lot of experience on defense this season, they are athletic, and they will get after the ball. Expect them to try and defend the pass at some type of zone coverage while keeping the linebackers in to defend the run. The Vikings are riding a 7-game win streak with its most recent win last week over Tift County, 45-24. Once again, the Viking offense put up big numbers on the ground as well as in the air. On the season, the Vikings balance an average of 203 yards on the ground while averaging 236 yards in the air. Quarterback Michael Barrett has passed for over 300 yards while gaining 127 yards on the ground. That's 2 weeks in a row that Michael has thrown for over 300 and rushed for over 100 in a game this season. These big offensive numbers are a result of the offensive line that once thought to be a weak link this season has turned into a quality unit. Last week, offensive center Palmer Henderson was named Offensive Player of the Week, evidence of the impact the offensive line has made on this offense. Defensively, the Vikings gave up a few points, but the play of the entire defense kept Tiff from getting big plays down the field. The Defensive Player of the Week was defensive lineman Elgin Griffin. Griffin had 3 tackles and a sack against the Blue Devils. You could have just as easily said that safety Fred Stewart could have been the Defensive Player of the Game. However, the coach has named Stewart the Special Teams Player of the Game, with his team leading 7 tackles, 2 pass breakups, and the blocked field goal. Around the region tonight, Colquitt travels to Tift County. This will be a very good game as we saw the explosiveness of the Blue Devils and how good they were on offense. Can Tift upset the Packers? Can the Vikings beat the Wildcats? 2 big questions, and after tonight, the playoff picture for Region 1-7A will have a little more clarity. So stay tuned. As we head towards our first break on the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, remember the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach McPherson and several players will join the Viking Voice to recap last week's game and get you ready for the upcoming game. You can listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country or come out live and in person to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road. Meet the players, stick around for door prizes at the end of the show, and for audio and video replays, visit us at YouTube on www.thevikingvoice.com. After this break, we'll go live to Martin Stadium with the Viking Voice, where I will join Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers for more of the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff. Remember, we're sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We'll be right back after this 5-minute commercial break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, as well as Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are live at Martin Stadium as our Vikings prepare to take on the Blue Cats, the Wildcats of Camden County. It's been a team that we talked about, that this is a team that seems to have Lions number year after year after year, but this might be the year that they've begun to drop off a little bit. McMasters, who just dominated us last year, graduated, and many of their skilled players, offensive line as well, all graduated. So this is going to be the year, if we're going to exploit them, maybe this is the year we can do it. Joining me here in the press box is Taylor Biddle. We'll get down to the field to Marty Rogers in just a moment. Taylor, welcome to the show tonight.
Man, it's a great night for high school football. The weather has broken, we'll say. Wind's blowing. If you're heading out to the stadium, I would advise maybe some jeans and a light jacket, because it might be a little chilly tonight.
Yeah, we're in shorts, so.
Yeah, this Camden Lounge matchup is, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, it's just one of those that we know they're always going to come in good and well-prepared. We try to do the same thing. In recent history, it seems like we shot ourselves in the foot a bunch with special teams blunders and fumbles and things that we've been prone to a little bit this season that we got to tidy up, because it's region ball and you've got so few games that every game matters. So Camden comes in tonight. You know, they win a ball game, we lose this ball game. Hey, we're both 1-1.
Yeah, and then you got to worry about taking care of business after that.
It's not our own. We're not controlling our own destiny. So if we win tonight, we still control our own destiny, and it doesn't matter what other people do. But you lose this ball game tonight against the Camden County Wildcat team, you don't control your own destiny anymore.
Yeah, last year alone, Lowndes had 3 turnovers in this ball game, and that was the difference in this ball game. A beating, if you will, there in Kingsland against the Camden County Wildcats. And unfortunately, the Vikings lost that game. But we've got to control the ball, not turn it over. And we talked about this last week. A wing tee offense is going to control the ball.
Yeah, they're going to try to eat up as much clock as possible. They want to keep our offense off the field for as long as possible. I think it's no secret that we've had the ability to score quick this year. And Camden has seen that on film. They want to try to ball control us, some 80 yards. The drives that they would love to have tonight, that eats up about 7 or 8 minutes of the clock. We've got to play good fundamental defense tonight if we're going to be able to stop this Camden County team.
We do. Looking down on the field right now, Camden is down to our right in that south end zone. Lowndes has not made their way onto the field, but let's go down to the 50 where our guy, Marty Rogers, is standing.
Guys, I am down here right in the middle of the field watching the two teams warm up. Always one of the treats I get to partake in each and every week. Watching them come out here, warm up. Camden's warm up is always is very somewhat intimidating. If you've never seen it before, got a lot of players, a lot of athletes, and this is this game is one of those games that we have to be very careful, because if you look at Camden's record and you look at some of the games they participated in, you know, the 56-7 loss to Glenn County, who's got a very, very good football team. A couple big losses to some Florida teams that are very good. And then, of course, last week really kind of took it on the chin at Colquitt, who's also a very good football team. They're coming in here. They're very talented and very athletic. They're young. When you're young, you make some mistakes. And they have this year, but they come in here and they've got a very good chance to give us a good football game. And we better be ready. We can't get off to a slow start like we have the last 2 weeks against a team like Camden County. And, guys, y'all mentioned the weather. It's extremely breezy down here on the field. I don't know if you saw the flag or watched it, but I watched the two teams warm up, and we're punting into the wind, and there's a good 20, 25-yard difference in Camden punting the ball with the wind. Watch for something, watch for that tonight. As much as we throw the ball, and, of course, also special teams, wind can play a huge, huge factor in a game like this. And, you know, high school football is a game of momentum, especially when you got good, talented teams. And a young team like Camden, they get a little momentum, they start believing things. You never know what could happen. So we really need to get off to a good start tonight.
Yeah, Marty, I got to agree with you there. You look at, he mentioned our deep balls. I mean, we've got no secret about going vertical with our passing game. You know, the ball gets affected very differently that far down the line of scrimmage. The wind is going to play a big factor tonight in our decision making. You know, it might be time to check down some routes that are a little shorter routes. We'll see what coach can dial up. The wind, I think, is going to play a big role tonight.
Well, I know when we go into our impact players tonight, one of the areas that I really spent some time looking at was, as well as we have thrown the ball, does Lowndes come out and try to establish the run tonight? We mentioned earlier that they're very balanced, 203 yards on the ground, 236 in the air. So they've really spread the ball out well, done a great job putting it on the ground, putting it in the air when needed. But I'm wondering tonight if a Camden County team starts to think, man, I don't want to get burnt deep, and then all of a sudden we are able to run the ball. If we can establish the run, maybe we don't pass as much tonight. We'll have to wait and see how that actually happens. But, yeah, I'm standing here now. I've got my back to the wind. You're facing into it, and it is a big wind right now.
I agree. And I think you're absolutely right, Bill. We got to establish the run tonight. We got to be able to do that if we're going to open the pass up. And once the pass starts working, we're going to keep feeding the run. Michael Barrett's ability to do things on the fly, as we like to say, when protection breaks down or, you know, maybe a high snap or something like that, is critical, because I think they might be spying on him a little bit tonight.
Sure.
You look at that 3-3 stack. They've got three linebackers there, not at the defensive end, but, you know, stacked on top. How does that defense prepare for a rushing attack tonight?
Yeah, so looking down on the field, I see Marty. He's got Coach Coffey. Maybe we can go ahead and get that interview here. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, guys, I'm here, of course, with Coach Welton Coffey. Of course, Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Keith, of course, obviously helping his team warm up. But I got to ask you, you're on crutches. What's wrong with you?
It's called getting old and raggedy. That's what it's called. I've just got a little disc problem in my back. We should heal up here in a little while. But you're not going to keep me out the concrete palace, baby. There ain't no way now.
I don't imagine it will. He might be sandbagging a little bit. We'll keep an eye on him tonight. He might be running up down that sideline before it's over with. But, of course, Coach, coming in tonight, your team's coming in a little bruised too, off a tough loss last week to a very good Colquitt team. How have your kids responded this week, and how have they prepared this, you know, for the second region game tonight?
Show up on Monday. That's how you respond. You show up on Monday and you get back to work. Don't cry. Don't complain. Show up on Monday and let's get to work. We got some young kids. They've gotten better. Doesn't always show on the scoreboard all the time, but we got to keep them encouraged, keep them built up. It's our turn maybe to go through a couple of things, but we're proud of their performance.
Absolutely. And you do have a young team. Looking at your offense, you've got a lot of young guys carrying the ball. You do run the wing tee and like to control the clock. Talk to us, who are some players to watch on that side of the ball? We know led by a senior quarterback, but you got a lot of young guys carrying the ball. Who are some players to watch over there, Coach? And of course, how important is tonight keeping control of the ball and keeping Lowndes offense off the field?
Well, there's no question. We got to keep those guys off the field. Sometimes your offense is your best defense. DeVegas Austin, number 16, who's gotten so much better as a sophomore at the running back position, he's doing a fine job. Can't say enough about our offensive line. Again, some holes are there, whatever. Young backs are trying to figure out where they are, make plays there. Mikey Packer, who started last year, but he's only a junior. So we've got some good things going. We just got to stay consistent, keep pressing on.
Absolutely. Remember Packer from last year, of course, and offensive line never get enough credit, do they? But flipping over to the other side of the ball, just as always, you got talent over there. You got two great DBs back there in 4 and 14. Talk to us a little bit about your defense, and what are the keys to stopping Lowndes tonight?
Well, we've definitely got to be able to control the clock. We want to get off the field on third down. If we give them a third down situation, man, let's get off the field right now and not give them extra opportunity. The Lowndes is so explosive this year. I mean, the dynamic receivers they have out there on the edge, the quarterback component, he does a great job not only with his feet but with his arm. So they're very poised. So we've got to be disciplined in our coverage and make sure we tackle and get them on the ground. Now, it sounds elementary, but these are things we have to work on every week.
Absolutely. And, of course, talking about sound and elementary, I mean, this game, this rivalry, which has really become that over the years, always seems to come down to a field goal or a fumbled punt or some sort of special teams. Very windy tonight. How will that come into play? And what are maybe some other keys to this football game tonight in your mind?
Well, what we have to do is make sure we get the ball and take care of it. We've got to put some points on the board and take some pressure off our defense. We play good defense throughout the game or whatever in certain games, but we hadn't been able to hold the ball like we needed to. So we've got to sustain a drive. That's what we're looking for with our offense. Defensively, again, get them on the ground. Make the tackles, gain tackles, swarm. So we got to get all our rug rats over there to make the play.
Coach, great coach here. Great guy to have around these young men. I was just telling him off the air that 2 years ago in the interview, I talked to him a little bit about his bio, and it talked about the fact that he loved to share his faith and loved the Lord. And I just want to thank you for that great message you gave. And I know that you love these kids and love being around them, Coach. And that means a lot more to you off the field than it does on the field, don't it?
We have to understand that this is a ministry. There's no question. Now, I like to see people get hit in the mouth. There's no question about it. Now, I enjoy football greatly. But this is a ministry. The impact that we have as coaches on our generation of young men is extremely important, and we do not take that for granted.
Guys, you don't hear ministry and hitting the mouth in the same sentence too often. But with Coach Coffey, you do. Coach, thank you so much, and good luck tonight and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
And with your back.
Amen.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. I got to agree with you. Don't hear that too often from a coach. But Coach Coffey, what a great coach for these young men. We're about 34 minutes away from kickoff. You are listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break.
And welcome back to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are live at Martin Stadium as our Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats.
We've heard from Coach Walton Coffey, the head coach of Camden, and I know we'll get Coach Randy McPherson in just a little while. I did want to remind our listeners, and we'll bring this up a few more times throughout the evening, congratulations to the Lowndes High Vikettes girls softball team as they have moved on to the Elite Eight now, going to the fast pitch softball tournament that is in Columbus, Georgia, with the first game coming this coming Thursday night. That'll be at on October 27th. That game will be at 6 p.m. And Black Crow Media will be broadcasting that game via the 106.9 Rock station. So be sure and tune into them on Thursday night. As we said, first pitch, 6 o'clock, as they'll take on North Gwinnett and then move on through the tournament from there, as they could play as many as, probably 6 games going all the way to the state championship. But they'll also play again Friday night, regardless of whether they win or lose in that first game. And they might cross over with us, and we'll be sure to give you updated scores as well as we're on the air here on Kicks Country next Friday. But congratulations again to the girls' Vikette softball as they move on to the Elite Eight in the Fast Pitch Softball Tournament State Championship.
Anytime a Viking team, whether it's Vikettes or Vikings, makes a deep run in the playoffs, Bill, we've got to be excited for them. Vikings have made their way out onto the field tonight in their traditional white pants, crimson uniforms, crimson helmets. Camden is on the field as well, going through pregame warm-ups. They've got dark navy pants, white uniforms with baby blue outlined jerseys. So
Wes James is going to have a hard time seeing those numbers tonight. We'll have to help him out. And it really is. And I watched a lot of huddle film on them this week. And it is. It's difficult to see that light blue number. Now, against the white jersey, it's a little better than when they wear their normal home jerseys. They're a darker color, and that light blue just sort of fades into it. So the white jersey helps bring them out a little bit, but it's going to be a little difficult as the evening wears on because the numbers just kind of fade into those jerseys a little bit. But nonetheless, it will be fine. We'll get Coach McPherson as soon as Marty has that available, but I'm going to turn it over to Taylor Biddle now.
Yeah, I want to step aside and look at the impact players tonight. This is one of my favorite parts of our pregame show. I want to start tonight, Deloach Body Works impact players for Camden's offense. I'm going to look at number 3, John Jones, senior quarterback. Jones is very good-sized quarterback, standing 6'2", 180 pounds. He has athletic ability for the quarterback position in that wing tee offense. Is going to be something we need to watch. As Camden's rushing attack gets you complacent, like you said a minute ago, Bill, they can throw it over the top for a big gain and a big touchdown. On the season, he is 14 of 56 through the air for 282 yards, and he's got 2 touchdowns passing. One downside that he does have, he has thrown 7 interceptions on the season, so we got to keep an eye on that. In this wing tee backfield, if you've got an athletic quarterback that can make some things happen, he's that fourth option, either passing or running, it's going to be something that might give the Viking defense trouble. Keep an eye tonight on number 3, John Jones.
Hey, guys, before we go on, I am standing here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, I've said it each week, so I've got to say it again, but your team's riding a 7-game winning streak. Seems to keep getting better and better each and every week. But with only 3 teams in your region, each region game is extremely big. Last week, got it guaranteed us a playoff spot. Tonight could guarantee a home playoff game. How important would that be?
It's huge, you know. The kids know it. Everybody in town knows it. You know, we need to execute tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, Coach, the last 2 games, you've kind of gotten off to I won't say a slow start because offensively put some points on the board, but we've allowed a lot of points in the first half the last 2 weeks. And then, of course, had great halves. How important is it getting off to a quick start offensively and defensively tonight against Camden?
Very important. You know, we got to line up. We got to play our game. We've got to execute, play great defense, play great offense, and be smart in special teams. You know they're Camden County. You know they've got the upper end of the stick on Lowndes. Everybody knows that. We owe them.
Absolutely, and of course, you know they run the traditional wing tee, something that you're very familiar with. They're going to want to keep the ball away from us. He said it in the interview with Coach Coffey that they want to keep our offense off the field. What are the keys defensively tonight to get them off the field and stop their wing tee attack?
Get off blocks and make tackles and don't let them throw it over your head.
Simple as it can be, right? Yep. Coach, and then offensively, of course, we talked about Michael Barrett a bunch this year. The offense continues to roll, averaging over 46 points a game. But, Coach, something we haven't talked a lot about is you got 3 weapons out there on the outside. Coach Coffey mentioned that. Tyson Harris, Xavier Jenkins, Tavon Kyle, they're all having great years. How nice is it as a coach when you're calling plays to look out there and see all 3 of those guys out there?
It's really nice. You know, they've those 3 guys have worked hard. made themselves into, you know, good players. They're all three real good competitors also.
Absolutely. Of course, Coach, it is the last guaranteed home game. I know these kids are excited. It's a little windy tonight. You think that might make any effect on any special teams?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think there's that big advantage.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you for talking with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview with Coach Mack. We were talking about the Camden offense. Bill, I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, you, of course, took the quarterback. I'm going to look at their running back. And you heard Coach Coffey mention him. And young man, really just a sophomore, number 16, DeVegas Austin. He's 5'7", 150 pounds. As I said, just a sophomore running back for Camden. And in his first year as a starter, he leads the team in yards rushing with 324 yards on 55 carries. He's a workhorse. That's 5.9 yards per carry. He only has one touchdown on the season, but he's improved week to week during this season. And his best day was 124-yard day versus Forest Park in a 67-14 win back on September 30th. Even against Colquitt a week ago, he had 51 yards on 10 carries. Austin also has three receptions for 50 yards and a touchdown on the season. And add to that his all-purpose yards on kick returns, and Austin becomes a weapon for Camden. He has six kick returns for 110 yards with a long of 40. Camden has a stable of running backs, but it's number 16, DeVegas Austin, that will need to make the biggest impact for Camden County if they hope to be successful on tonight against the Vikings. That's my impact player, number 16, DeVegas Austin.
Bill, great choice. You heard Coach Coffey mention him first when asked about players to watch for their offense. Another player he mentioned, the guy I'm going with, my Deloach Body Works impact player, is number 2, Mikey Packard. He's only a junior. Mikey's the second leading rusher for Camden's Wing T attack. He has 53 carries for 241 yards on the season. He is their leading scorer. He's got 3 touchdowns. He's only a junior, but he's played significantly last year, as you heard Coach Coffey say. He is probably their most experienced back. And guys, he's only 5'7", 175 pounds. He's kind of that same mold as we've seen a lot of other Camden running backs, even some Lowndes running backs back in the Wing T days, who hides behind those big offensive linemen, finds the hole, and hits it very hard when they get a chance. It's very hard to key on one player when you're playing a Wing T team. But Lowndes better find Mikey Packard on every play. We need to know where he's at, and he's going to have a good game for Camden to move the ball and, like you said, keep it away from the Lowndes offense tonight. So he, number 2, Mikey Packard, my impact player for the Camden County offense.
I was going to say, too, add to that, he was one of the few players that had stats against the Vikings last year.
Thank you, Bill. Flipping over, trying to defend that Camden offense, I'm going to look at number 12, Fred Stewart. Seems to be one of our picks every week, almost junior DB. Stewart seems like he's continued to mature in front of this Viking crowd for many years now. I mean, it seems like he even got a little time as a freshman. Being a returning starter from last year, is one of the leaders on that defense, and he's really a staple in the secondary for us. 5'11", 180 pounds. We know all of his skills in the secondary, but few folks know his ability as a linebacker. That's right, I said linebacker. Marty helped point out to us last week that they brought him down inside the box, and he was inserted in several plays as that speedy linebacker guy that can get there and make an open field tackle. Camden has made a living the last couple of times we've played him, rolling out, throwing to the tight end, throwing to that fullback out of the backfield when we're least expecting it. And either at linebacker or safety, Stewart's going to have to be playing a good game tonight because he's going to be tested by Camden. Keep an eye on Fred Stewart.
I'm going to stay with a linebacker, number 34, Will Tolbert. Tolbert's a junior linebacker, 6'2", 195 pounds. He has the size and athleticism to make a big play. Against a Wing T offense, the linebackers will need to keep themselves into position to make a play. The Wing T is designed around misdirection, and if a defense is going to make the tackle, they'll need to play assignment football. While Lowndes' defensive line will also need to play well, it's the linebackers that are led by Will Tolbert that will need to make tackles. In this game, the defense will be the difference. If a team does not tackle well or take good angles, Camden's running backs will run all over these defenders. Will has 33 tackles on the season, including a sack. I look for Will and the other Viking linebackers to make a big impact in tonight's game. The defensive line will occupy, but it's the tackle of the linebackers tonight, led by Will Tolbert as our impact player.
Guys, I'm going to look down on the defensive line. from Ida Lux Body Works, impact players for the Viking defense. I'm going to look at number 90, Elgin Griffin, and number 40, Devon Holmes. You really cannot talk about one without talking about the other. Their stats are very, very similar, and they're the leaders up front for our Viking defense. They're really we go as they go. In order to stop Camden's wing tee tonight, Lowndes will have to control the line of scrimmage. We will have to play well up front, and these guys are certainly the ones that can do it for us. Elgin Griffin's only, he's 6'2", 220, and he has 26 tackles on the year, including four tackles for loss. Devon's about 6'1", 6'2", 260. He's a little bit bigger. He has 25 tackles, including five tackles for loss. Devon has received a little more attention than Elgin, and he's been a double team, triple team pretty much all year. But Elgin's really come into his own this season, and he's really, really stepping up, doing a great job for us. The last two games, the Lowndes defense has got off to a slow start, as we talked with Coach Mack about. But in the third quarter, we've really taken over in large part to the play of these two young men putting pressure on the quarterback and stopping the rushing attack of the other team. Although tonight there won't be much rushing the passer, we don't expect a whole lot of throwing the ball from Camden, I do look for these two young men to have a great game and a huge impact by controlling the line of scrimmage for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Thank you, Marty. Before we flip over to the other side of the ball, we are going to take a two-minute break. We've got about 20 minutes until kickoff. You're listening to the pregame festivities on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, as well as Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. As we were finishing up our Deloach Body Works impact players, let's turn it back over to Taylor Biddle.
Looking at the Lowndes offense, going a little different route here, fellas. We talked a minute ago about how this game has been decided by a few special teams and very minimal points at times. Keep an eye on number 30, Colton Broom, the junior kicker, and number 85, Chris Foster, the holder. With the success that we've had this season on offense, we've really gotten into a good look at the extra point duties handled by those two. Broom seems to be automatic from extra points this season, going 34-35. A lot of that credit can go to the spectacular holding of his holder, Chris Foster, several times this year. Foster has been tested with snaps that are high, low, everywhere, and that's no disrespect to Dagan, but sometimes you just gotta handle them. When I look at the history of the Lowndes-Camden game, there have been four times when this game has been decided by 3 points or less. That makes a premium on extra points and field goal attempts, and we've got to have those tonight. Keep an eye on Broom and Foster. Special mention also goes to Dagan Anderson snapping it.
Well, I'm going to look at, I talked about the running backs, and tonight, number six, Travis Tisdale, will be my impact player. He continues to mature as a runner over this season, only a sophomore. He currently has 453 yards on 65 carries. That's a 7 yard per carry average and 9 touchdowns. He has 2 100-yard rushing games. That was against Newton and Ware County. He shines brightest in the biggest games against strong defenses. Camden is a good defense, similar to Newton and Ware. Camden will be looking for the pass, which should open holes for the running backs. Lowndes has been balanced on offense, as we said, but expect Lowndes to continue that balance, but I think a little more emphasis on the ground game against a good Camden defense. Friday night, tonight will be a big night for Tisdale on the ground. He has shown he can make catches out of the backfield as well. He's got 5 catches on the season for 132 yards. He is my impact player for tonight against the Camden County Wildcats, Travis Tisdale.
Guys, I'm going to look at number 13, junior wide receiver Tavon Kyle. Kyle is the third leading receiver for the Vikings. He's got 18 catches for 498 yards and 5 TDs. That normally would be, in the most other years, would be leading our offense. But, of course, he's behind Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris in that category. But again, he's only a junior. He's listed in the roster as 6'150", but he appears to have grown slightly this season. I think he certainly plays bigger than that. And as we've said many times this year, he's clearly probably our best pure route runner, best pure receiver we have on this team. He's got great hands. He's shown a great ability to get yards after the catch, and he's been very, very tough. Of course, he's got a lot of speed. He had a big catch last week for a score over the middle against Tifton where he had a lot of yards after the catch. And he'll need to make a few more plays like that tonight to help this Lowndes offense. Camden's got two great DBs that are certainly going to key on Xavier and Tyson. And I look for Tavon Kyle to have a big night tonight. I think he's going to have a lot of catches and get a lot of yards. Expect big things out of Tavon this year and tonight. But he's my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Vikings offense. Number 13, Tavon Kyle.
Flipping over to the defense for Camden, I'm going to look at number 68, Casey McCormick, senior D lineman. McCormick is a good-looking defensive lineman for the Wildcats. As a defensive end, sometimes tackle as well. And that Wildcat defense, Casey's proven himself as a leader on a season. He has 22 solo tackles. Two of those are for loss, and he's got a forced fumble. Watching film on him is evident the potential to make plays up front. His ability to get penetration and disrupt the pocket for the Viking passing attack is going to be key tonight for Camden. He is quicker defensive lineman and can move sideline to sideline very well.
I'm going to take a look at number 14, Jeremiah Compton, a free safety, just a junior. He's a big part of Camden County's defense. He leads the team with 58 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 pass deflections. He also returns kicks and punts. On the year, he has 8 kick returns and 4 punt returns for a total of 270 yards with a long kick return of 87 yards against McEachran on September 23rd, including returns of 56 against Venice, 55 against Glen Academy, and even 39 yards against Colquitt County last week. Compton flies to the ball, and he hits with authority. At 5'11", 170 pounds, Compton is a big body at free safety. And the Vikings will need to know where number 14 is throughout the game and work their lanes on kick coverage. Otherwise, Jeremiah Compton will be a big impact player for the Camden County Wildcats tonight.
We band has made their way out on the field. We're going to take a 3-minute break while they do their national anthem. And so far, we've got 12 minutes till kickoff. You're listening to 99.5. Kicks Country will be right back after this 3-minute break.
And welcome back to the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by The Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. Let's wrap up our Deloach Body Works Impact Players of the Game tonight by going down to Marty to get your thoughts of the impact player for the defense for Camden County.
Guys, I'm going to look at number 4, Cole Loden, strong safety. Cole's 5'11", 175-pound senior safety for Camden's defense. We talked about the fact they're very young. They got a lot of young sophomores and juniors starting and playing. I think one of their coaches mentioned they got 9 or 10 sophomores who are starting tonight. But Cole is a senior, so he's one of the leaders on that defense. He's truly a playmaker. He's the second leading tackler on the team with 39 total tackles, and he is the leading tackler for a loss of 6. We know Camden's defense, really, those DBs and linebackers can line up anywhere. They will send him in the backfield, look for him coming after quarterback some. He only has one INT on the season, but he is a playmaker, and he will probably be locked down with either Harris or Jenkins and possibly even Kyle at some point tonight. But Lowndes will throw it around a lot tonight. They'll try to get the ball to their receivers in space. Cole Loden will have to have a great game, not only in coverage, but in tackling in space to prevent the big play for Lowndes. So he's my impact player for the Camden County defense.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact Player segment. We're going to keep it right here and get the big man's thoughts in just 1 minute. But I wanted to let everybody know we put a lot of effort into those impact players each and every week. And we've started posting those now on the Viking Nation Facebook page and the Viking Voice Facebook page. So if you might have missed those impact players who we thought was going to be an impact tonight, pull it up while you're at the game and see if we're right. Sometimes we're just a bunch of idiots talking about football, but a lot of times we do nail it on the head who's going to be a good player. So,
and a week ago, we did that for the first time, and I got some feedback of people questioning, well, why do you think them? And then we talked about it, you know, just back and forth. And, you know, it really was. I mean, it was one that we maybe didn't highlight the number one wide receiver for Tift County last week, but we really focused in on Fred, I can't remember his last name now, but he was their big receiver, the guy that really got open in the middle, and he was an impact player where their number 13, their leading wide receiver, really didn't make as big an impact. So we try to take some time and really look into not just the players that have the biggest stats, but who's going to make a difference in this game?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with the extra point duties is who I went with, because this game has been so critical with extra points in pass and field goals and special teams in general. So that's what we kind of try to do. Sometimes it'll be the punter. Sometimes it'll be, you know, offensive linemen and stuff like that. We like highlighting a few players to keep an eye on, so it gives you something to look for when you get here at the game. We've got about 6 minutes to kick off. The Viking band has made their way into the position to do the run-through. And, Bill, we're getting close to kickoff time here in just a little bit of time. We've got Wes James who joined us back up here in the booth. Wes, I know you had a little bit of time that you could spend down on the field. What's it like being down there?
Again, as I said, against Ware County and then against Tipton last week. It's a different attitude down there tonight. It's not complacent. They're not cocky. They're not. It's like, okay, it's not that workmanlike attitude that we've seen before. It's like, okay, we've got a football game to play. Let's go play this football game and do what we need to do. And I was talking with Coach Coffey earlier. Of course, you'll see him on crutches. He has a herniated disc in his back. And we were talking about football in general and teams in general. And he said, I know we're down this year. He said, I've got 23 seniors. That's all. He said, the reason that, because I insist these guys play football. And if they don't want to play football, they can go home. But it's kind of like our guys tonight. Our coaches, it's like, let's get out here and let's go play a little football tonight. And let's do what we need to do. And let's execute a game plan for four quarters, not just for a half.
Thank you, Wes. Captain tonight, first for the Loudoun Vikings, number 56, Danny Corbett. Number 68, Hunter Finley. Number 44, Tommy Owens, and number 90, Elgin Griffin. Their captains have made their way out on the field. We'll get those for you in just 1 second. Again, those numbers are going to be a little hard to see. Number 35 is Lonnie Samuel. Number 70 is Kyle Pecco. Number 24 is Trevon Packard. And number 3, John Jones. Not to be confused with Ultimate Fighter, John Bones Jones.
Right.
Wes, I appreciate you getting that. We like you down on the field. Get that, you get a chance to talk to the officials, talk to some of the kids. Give us that, in addition to Marty. Marty's kind of focused on his duties, but you kind of get that that extra look.
And a lot of things I key on is Tyson Harris himself, because this is Tyson's football team. I've said it all year long. It's his football team, and it's like, hey, let's go out and make a play tonight.
All right, Marty's making his way out for the coin toss. We will get down to him in just 1 second when he's able to stick the mic in the white hat area.
Guys, will get with you in just a minute. He's going to do his introductions and talk to the team captains, and then he said I could step in for the coin toss.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Yeah, this is one of the things that we've been able to add over the years is being able to include with the wireless mic down onto the field and be able to get that coin toss right away. And really all of the activities going on the sidelines. Larry Godwin, we've got him down on the sidelines with Marty this week. We're going to see how that goes. There's so much that Marty's doing as he works up and down the sideline. Having somebody like Larry Godwin down there.
Bill, stop, look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Head. That's tails and that's head. I want you calling it loud enough for everybody to hear it. If I drop it, pick it up and do it again. How do you call?
Heads.
Heads. Heads is what he calls. Heads is a call, okay? You have a choice the first half.
Defer.
You want to defer. They have deferred. Jimmy, you want the ball. First half, is that correct?
Guys, we're receiving the opening kickoff.
All right, so Camden won the toss and deferred, so Lowndes will get the ball to start this game. And I want to thank you for joining us on the Lowndes Eye Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation. And for all your play-by-play action, we're going to send it over to Taylor Biddle and Wes James, and I'll be back with you at halftime as we recap what's going on in the first half as the Vikings take on the Camden County Wildcats. Now over to Wes James and...